As a representative of the international community, I would like to inform you that Tancast is the reason we hate America. This podcast is rude, vulgar and offensive. If you Yanks want to improve your image abroad, you should silence these three wankers. Do it soon, and save the last shred of your country's dignity.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast. This is Noah, and I just kicked you in your crotch. Virtually.
Well, it is what we asked of you.
Now your virtual balls hurt.
Except for our lady listeners. Well, no, you all have virtual balls, too. We've declared
there you go,
it.
Lady listeners. Congratulations on your virtual balls.
They probably didn't tell that.
And your first kick in them.
Tell you that when you started the internet, but it comes with a virtual pair of balls. It just happens. There's nothing you can do.
Unfortunately, you still have to sit down when you virtual pee.
But don't virtually sit on your virtual balls like someone here. Well, who actually does it in real life.
All right, I'll cough to it. I've sat on my balls.
And just so we're clear on who everyone is, I'm Tim. I'm the T in CanCat. To the left man.
I'm Andy, and I'm the ball sitter in TanCast.
I'm Noah, and I'm the retarded baby in TanCast.
Whoa, what happened?
I think Noah decided to do something high bandwidth all of a sudden.
Did I?
Well,
all of a sudden you're talking like this?
Nope, nothing's downloading right now. I don't know.
Are you sure? Because I hear Tim fine.
Wait, now Andy's got a little bit of that. This is awesome.
We can cut all this out and, you know, whatever.
In the editing?
Well, except that I can barely understand you.
What about now?
Say more than what about now.
What about now?
Or just say what about now again.
What about now? What about now? What about now?
That sounds fine. I mean, it's understandable anyway.
Yeah, it sounds like you're talking through gauze, but I can hear all the words.
And we're back. So, Tan Laughs for this week?
Sure, why not?
Tan Laughs!
I don't have any laughs.
You better have some laughs, you faggot.
None of mine have been funny so far.
That's exactly what we come to expect from Andy. Well, here's one sent in from my brother-in-law, Matt, who I will be seeing later today, and it goes like this. A man goes and buys a motorcycle from his cousin. He asks his cousin, how do you keep it looking so new? And the cousin tells him, it's really easy. Before it rains, you coat it with Vaseline, keeps it in great condition after the rain. So the cousin buys a motorcycle from his cousin. That night, he's going over to his girlfriend's parents' house for dinner. Before they go in, she warns him, I wanted to let you know, whoever the first person is to talk during dinner has to do the dishes. He thinks, okay, that's no big deal. But then he goes inside and sees dishes in the family room stacked high to the ceiling. He looks in the bedrooms. There's even more dishes. The sides of the house and the backyard are all filled with dirty dishes. So everyone sits down at the table and, wait, what? Everyone sits down at the table and puts... Oh, I skipped a line. Okay, here we go. So everyone sits down...
Gosh, is that an editing?
I can't make that promise. So everyone sits down... So everyone sits down at the table and they're having dinner. The boyfriend is getting aroused and he thinks to himself, and then he grabs his girlfriend, slaps her down on the table, and starts having sex with her right there. No one says a word. He finishes with his girlfriend, then he thinks his girlfriend's mom is hot, takes her, puts her down on the table, and starts having sex with her. As he is finishing up, he hears a clap of thunder and realizes it's starting to rain, so he whips out his Vaseline. At that moment, the father says, fuck it, I'll do the dishes. There we go. Matt is vindicated.
What, did he got a laugh?
Because when I said the thing about Tangent Cast a couple shows ago and you guys didn't laugh.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, when are you going to read my joke so I can be vindicated?
There you go, Matt. There you go.
And my wife tells me that apparently their dad used to tell that joke.
Oh, awesome.
All right.
A lot?
No, but she's just like, I think that's my dad joke.
You know what I mean, awesome? It's all that joke where there's a lot of dishes. So who's going next?
No, you go next. Mine always suck.
All right, this is a short one. Let me get my ethic on. 40, 40, 40, gats, 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 drive-bys. All right. Your mother is like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Everybody gets a poke. Hey!
I liked the hey at the end. That sold it for me. All right, guys. So what's the difference between parsley and pussy?
I don't know.
No one eats parsley.
See? You
did
it.
At least it's short. Like my dong.
No one eats parsley.
Oh, and I keep forgetting to say this, but if you have a 10 laugh and you'd like to hear it on Tancast, send it to Tim at Tancast.com. All right.
And maybe your friends will hear too. Yay.
And then you can tell your friends, hey, I was on Tancast, and you should listen, or I'll punch you in the face.
And they'll be like, you were on what?
No, I like Tim's, or I'll punch you in the face. In fact, I think that's going to be a new tagline for our site. Tancast.
Listen.
Or I'll punch you in the face.
Or Tancast is better than a punch in the face, but not by much.
I was going to say, slightly.
I don't think we should promise anything about whether we're better than a punch in the face.
Our mouths can't be writing checks, our podcast can't cash.
Exactly.
So, Noah mentioned something in his introduction that I think bears fleshing out.
Well, you flesh it, Tim. You flesh it.
You really want me to do it?
No, you're the fleshiest one.
Easy.
Noah's the easiest one, too.
So, yesterday was Noah's wedding reception, and there were some speeches given. One by me, which was very sad.
I would say it was sad.
I was not impressed with my speech.
Though people liked it.
Because I was watching Noah's speech at my wedding right beforehand. I was like, it's so funny and also touching. And then I looked back down at the speech I had written, I was like, this sucks ass! So anyway, I give my speech, and then Stephanie's parents give a speech. And then, who went after that? It was somebody else before your mom, wasn't it?
No, it was my mom right afterwards, because it was
okay.
The parents.
His mom gave the best wedding speech we've ever heard in our lives. Noah, I remember when I had Noah, he was such a happy baby. He was so happy, I thought he might be retarded.
Oh, that should have been the Tam laugh this week.
And then she said, then he was like, when he was a kid, he was so something that I thought he was crazy. Like, I wanted to take him in. I'm like, do I have a crazy baby? I'm like, you can't follow retarded with crazy. You gotta open with crazy, close strong with retarded.
She said I would throw like such horrible fits sometimes that she thought I was crazy.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
and then she talked about one time where I threw such a bad fit that she just left me there and started walking away. But then she ended off with, like, you know, I never thought I would see the day where, you know, he'd be married, you know. With
which was funny, too. I never saw it see this day.
She didn't say it like that.
I thought, sure.
At first I thought he was retarded.
For a while, I was sure we'd have to get this done in Massachusetts or Hawaii, but...
First I thought he was retarded. Then I thought
I'm not
he was
gay,
crazy.
Gay.
Then I thought maybe he's gay. Then I figured, nope, just unlovable.
But yeah, most of my young friends were laughing quite hard at that story.
Yes, that's why I missed the thing about being crazy, because I was literally just tears.
Yeah, Tim was laughing pretty hard.
Oh, good times.
So yeah, it was good overall.
But all in all, a very... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I said it was good overall. I wish more people dance, because I was like, why'd I hire the DJ?
I think it was just because people don't dance in the middle of the day.
Not unless you put a lot of drink into them.
At the other wedding I went to where a lot of people were dancing, there was free alcohol, whatever you wanted, and it was at night. So maybe that helped.
Yeah, I think the nighttime is the right time for dancing.
But, like, people danced at your wedding, but they couldn't tell it was nighttime.
Oh, but it was nighttime. They knew that this was their thing at the end of the night.
Yeah, no, did you have a lot of whiteies at your reception? I mean, I know I didn't get to be there, and I would have increased the white quotient of the room exponentially.
Mostly white.
Mostly white, yeah. My people don't like to dance when we think we can be seen.
One other black person.
No, it was all intimidated because he was doing the first dance with just him and Stephanie, and like everybody was looking at him. He's like, all right, we don't need all that.
I was like, Jesus Christ, this song is longer than I remember.
I was like, come on, Darkie, show us how to move.
I was like, is this song ready to be done yet? I was so glad when they like, okay, now it's time for the father and daughter dance. I'm like, yes, I'm free.
Yeah, yeah, if I have it to do over again, I am totally dancing to Minimum Wage by They Might Be Giants.
Was I the only one who couldn't understand that?
I couldn't either, but I was just going to let it go.
Our Skype is sucking today.
I figured that, you know, it would make sense to people listening later. And then I just give a little chuckle in case it was funny. Oh, oh, funny, Andy.
Oh, it was
I know, because I was like, well, Noah laughed. Maybe it was funny, and I missed it.
It was funny.
See, it works.
It was funny. You evil.
Now you ruined the ruse, Tim.
Well, this can all be cut out in editing.
We're just bringing down the fourth, fifth, and sixth walls.
I think we brought the roof down by this point.
Well, the last thing that Noah said came across to me is,
Awesome.
Can you still not hear me, Andy?
Well, now I can hear you, but you still sound like you're talking through gauze, but...
Okay.
There was a quote there where it was all coming through in vowels.
I think...
Sound like you have a cock in your mouth. Get the cock out.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't not downloading anything. Everything's down. Tim even liked the cake. He didn't think he would, Tim.
I did not. Raspberry did not sound appealing to me, but then I had some. I was like, yes. A, there was hardly any raspberry. B, whatever that chocolate stuff on the top of the cake was. Yes!
when they were talking to the cake lady, you know, I'd come up with some other ideas, and she's like, well, you know, strawberry, because, like, you know, she's like, strawberry and chocolate seems good, but when you actually put in a cake, it doesn't taste as good as like, raspberry and chocolate. I was like, all right, so we tried both, and I was like, she was right, the raspberry does taste better.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the raspberry chocolate. Man, I wish I could have been there. That would have been an expensive cake for me, though. Flying three of us across the country. This is some tasty cake. Well, bye-bye.
It would be a lot cheaper to buy your own cake. Even if it was a wedding cake, it would still be cheaper. Because wedding cakes, I don't know why. I don't know if they put gold in them or something. They are fucking expensive.
That's why you just got to go to Safeway. instead of happy birthday, can you just write happy wedding on that?
Dude, I'll pay for the extra letters.
Safeway and shit will totally do wedding cakes, and they're a lot cheaper than normal.
I still want the Bert and Ernie on the side and the little slide for Cookie Monster go down, but I just wanted to say happy wedding.
We had Sally, right? That's her name, right? Sally. And
yep.
Jack Skellington on the top of our cake.
Nice.
That's from The Nightmare Before Christmas, for those of you who are uninitiated. Speaking of which, I know we have some listeners in the Bay Area who are not people who already know this, but, I guess I'm not like I'm going to give out his address, so I don't know why, but if there's a way to look it up. Our friend, Stephanie, her brother Steven, does this haunted house in Redwood City that he made totally themed to Nightmare Before Christmas. Maybe we should see if they'll send us some pictures so we can post them on Tancast, but it's fucking awesome. Like,
dude, that...
like you read about. He's getting it done.
He makes a lot of his stuff.
Like, since he was a little kid, he's been doing that shit. That's, like, crazy good stuff.
But, like, you know that, you know, like the door that leads into Christmastown in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
He made a life-size one by carving it out of clay. But it's like a life-size door. It's like carved, like he made like these wooden slats and like, you know, however you construct that shit together, and then like put like clay on there and painted it, and it looks like they just enlarged the thing and now it's there. I'm like, Jesus Christ, that had to take a long time.
He made
candelabras
from scratch, I think, right? Did he make those candelabras on the front?
Yep.
It's amazing. It's nice. It's better than I can do. I draw stick figures.
I remember we were there a couple weeks ago, and I was like, fucking people think I'm obsessed with Star Trek, but I have nothing on this.
Well, you don't actually own a lot of Star Trek stuff, like beyond the movies.
This is very true.
You don't even have like a shirt.
I used to have a Star Trek shirt, but even that I got for free, I think.
Is that
Did you guys
baby
hear that?
Making noises?
I heard a baby cry, yeah.
Yeah, that's our first live critic. He says you guys suck. He says I'm funny as hell.
That's not true. Stephanie and Danelle were bagging on us one time.
That is true.
My Stephanie?
No.
Oh. OG Steph.
Which reminds me, we were talking about, before this, Andy was saying we should work harder to get our wives on so we could do, you know, a wife cast, or I don't know what we call it. Noah and I met with some severe resistance to that idea on Friday night.
Making me the victor. I win the coolest wife competition. Because my wife
you
is
keep
willing
telling yourself
Nate
that,
eager. To do a wife cast.
Well, since your wife is the only one who listens to this, I'm not worried about you making such a claim.
Well, you actually, technically, Tim, your wife does listen sometimes.
You know what,
sometimes
Tim,
I force her to listen when we're on the drive up to the Bay Area.
My wife does not listen at all.
If you're really not worried, I think you should just go ahead and hit the gas and agree with me that I win the coolest wife competition.
Nope.
My wife says she listens to a third.
Yeah. What annoys me about their argument is they're like, we hear this all the time. So that therefore they're not interested? I'm like, well, then why did you marry us if you're not interested in this?
Well, my wife says like she did not marry me for my sense of humor.
Really? What else is there? I'm just kidding.
Oh, you know what there is, Tim. Just look at.
Yeah, just I think look at the pictures we took last night. Out of the flames when they burned your body down.
Wow, your wife didn't marry you for your sense of humor?
Nope. She says she didn't find me that funny, although she does laugh all the time. So I think she just doesn't want to blow up my ego. But then a lot of stuff I do that she doesn't think I'm doing on purpose, I really am, and she laughs. So she's like, you didn't do that on purpose. I'm like, I did.
Oh, so she's laughing at you, not with you?
Yeah, that's it.
She thinks she's laughing at me. But little did she know.
She's a cold, hard bitch.
That's not nice, though.
Wow.
Just a kiss on the lips.
So, how was everyone's week?
Let's go with Andy. Well, just because I've hung out with Noah over the past few days, so I know the least about Andy's week.
This is true. Andy, go for it.
My week was fairly average.
All right, done. Noah?
Hit Sunday. Got a text message from Tim that it was time to Tancast. Listened to Tim yammer on. Told Tim to suck my balls. Quit Tancast. Took the site down. Just hanging out with since there's the small baby, we don't do much in the evenings. We're still supposed to keep him away from all the rest of the normal germ-carrying people. But, it's given us a chance to try to catch up on the contents of our TiVo that built up while my wife was in the hospital. And, we recorded Grindhouse, the Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez collaboration thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the first part, Planet Terror, was kind of fun and just disgusting, crazy creature, people being shot and stabbed and blown up sort of way. And mm-hmm. then I got to the second part, Death Proof, the Quentin mm-hmm. Tarantino part, and I'm reminded that Quentin Tarantino writes all of his dialogue like he is the most clever, edgy, hip motherfucker there is. And yet it sounds like some dude who worked in a video store for a long time and watched a bunch of old 70s movies and decided that that was hip and edgy and cool.
I didn't like the second part because it was just like too 70s. I'm like, this is like where an action sucked. Like, there's a reason they don't make these movies anymore.
Dude, but it's like Pulp Fiction, the dialogue worked because it's Pulp Fiction. Kill Bill, the dialogue was kind of like wince-inducing at times, but like watching Death Proof, oh fuck, I fell asleep twice, and it takes a lot for me to fall asleep. Like, I fell asleep in the theater for the first Angelina Jolie big titty adventure movie, Tomb Raider. I fell asleep in the theater for Tomb Raider because that movie sucked that much. But typically, I will stay awake. Doesn't matter. I'm just engaged. If I'm watching a movie, I got to see how it ends. I will finish it. I will watch it all the way to the end. I've stopped Death Proof. I'm still not done. I've stopped this thing like half a dozen times. I just get a little bit further in. I'm like, fuck it. There's got to be something else to watch. Is it a rerun of That 70s Show? Great. But on the
That
side,
70s Show is less 70s than that?
No, but it is more entertaining.
Ah.
The dialogue does not suck as hard.
I heard that Quentin Tarantino in Kill Bill tried to on purpose make it so that the dialogue was not quotable. So that he didn't have people quoting the dialogue like they did for, like, Pulp Fiction?
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what not quotable means?
Shitty. Well, that's not true, because episode 1, 2, and 3 had some quotable dialogue, and it is also shitty.
Well, I'm not saying that quotable dialogue is, by virtue of being quotable, not shitty. But I'm just saying, right. If you lack any quotable dialogue, it is because your dialogue is all shitty.
I see.
I would say, generally, I like Quentin Tarantino's dialogue. I mean, Reservoir Dogs, you got True Romance, which he didn't direct, but he wrote.
He wrote my balls.
Yeah, but Reservoir Dogs, True Romance, it's like, I've seen just a general
Hello?
Decline.
Did you drop out?
No, I'm still talking. Where'd
everybody
I don't
go?
Care if you can hear
I'm
me.
Here. You hear me?
What happened?
I can hear Noah. I can hear Tim. I can hear me.
We can't hear you.
Did you say anything between Reservoir Dogs and True Romance?
Probably said a whole bunch.
Yeah.
I heard Reservoir Dogs, and then I started saying hello, and all of a sudden, True Romance.
This is going to be real fun to listen to this episode. Hey, everybody, this is what technical difficulties sound like. In fact, that actually might be a more entertaining
episode. You know
what?
This never happens on Smodcast.
Well, also, Smodcast, they are recording it in person. Like,
yes.
They're both sitting there.
Yeah. They take the easy way out.
Yeah, it must be nice to be rich. Not have to deal with the Intertron. This fucking series of tubes. You know what it is? Somebody put an email on my internets, and I didn't get my internets for like 3 more days after that because someone was downloading with their internets.
Maybe you reached your gap. I mean, your cap. 250 gigabyte cap.
Well, I have been sending a lot of pictures of my junk to people who don't want it.
As opposed to the people who do want them.
You take it with like a 20 megapixel camera so you can make it seem bigger?
Dude, I get scanning electron microscopy done.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Nor do I. Sounds like something you can look up on Ubuntu Linux.
Oh, don't get him started, Tim.
So anyways, on the flip side of the I can't fucking stand that movie enough to finish it, we went out and bought the collector's edition of Forgetting Sarah Marshall. It's got an unrated extended version. We'd never seen it in theaters, and we watched it last night, and thoroughly enjoyed that movie.
I didn't realize that was the girl from that 70s show until, like, much later.
I did. Like, as soon as she walked up, I didn't realize it in the previews, because she's kind of got an annoying voice. On that 70s show, she's kind of got an annoying voice.
And she's also the voice of what's-her-name on Family Guy.
Yep, Meg.
Yeah.
My penis.
She hot.
That's the thing, is she's always supposed to be the hot one on that 70s show, but because of the annoying voice on that 70s show, I never really saw it. I always thought she was just a bit too annoying.
And it's funny that Meg is not hot.
Not at all.
Yep, and uses about the same voice. But then, yeah, Forgetting Sarah Marshall significantly increased her hot factor. In fact, and I would say that she and Kristen Bell are like the white and, well, I can't say black, but how about tan queens on the mini clever cute actress chessboard.
And what did you think of the movie overall?
Found it hilarious. I love it when a movie is a lot of people who can really improvise and play off each other and just do a shitload of takes and then pick whatever's the funniest and the wackiest or whatever. So I like those kinds of movies.
I enjoyed the movie as well.
And I thought the movie itself was well written. I mean, I got about halfway through and, found out that the characters for such a broad comedy were actually kind of complex and, that there wasn't any easy answer. It's not like, oh, look, here's the scary bad guy or here's the idiot rocker or anything like that. It was nicely done.
I like that the Indian guy from Renegade was in there. That made me happy. The owner of the bar.
What's Renegade?
It was a show with Don Legamis or something on it where they're riding on a motorcycle, helping people. It was not very good.
Oh, Lorenzo Lamas?
Lorenzo Lamas, that's what it is.
John Legamis, everybody.
Yeah, whatever. John Legamis, I like it.
John Leguizamo and Lorenzo Lamas get together, have a baby, and it's John Legamis.
Good old John Legamis.
Hey, I found some socks.
All right. Were they underneath the table?
I'm packing up as we go because I'm staying in the fabulous Econo Lodge.
I forgot. For some reason, I was thinking you were in L.A., but you are not because I just saw you.
Tim hasn't perfected matter teleportation just quite yet.
Not yet.
Well, technically, he could have drove all the way back.
Yeah, true. I don't think that would ever be allowed to happen.
That you could drive all the way back?
At midnight when we'd been up for as long as we were.
Oh, coffee's done.
You're having coffee?
No, Stephanie is.
Oh, I was like, what? Is this madness?
I do have coffee at work, though.
Ew!
With lots of cream, lots of sugar.
You're disgusting.
But yeah, we got a coffee maker as one of our gifts.
So Noah's saying that he has shit-flavored cream and sugar.
No, I think if you put enough cream and sugar on anything, it won't taste so bad, even shit.
That is a theory that you can go ahead and test on your own.
Tim, you don't want to open up a lab?
Nope.
Speaking of driving, I thought I should mention the website I told you guys about, but it is called Cost to Drive. And you plug in your beginning address, your ending address, and the car you drive, and it will tell you, based on the average price of gas, how much it would cost to drive there, one way.
So, they should call that site?
What?
Not Cost to Drive, but Reason Not to See Your In-Laws.
I just use it for work, just to see how much it costs me to drive to work each time I do it. And I need to start taking public transportation more. Because it costs $3.50 one way, so, $6, well, no, $7 both ways. And then plus, bridge toll.
Fucking bridge toll.
Mm. And we all know that Noah goes both ways.
Right. Wah, wah,
wah. Oh, Tim, you want to tell Andy about last night at with the, when we're sitting on the couch?
He'll be so happy we're sharing the story. Especially because... Well,
we can spot where we were. We can just say we were somewhere.
Ah, good point. Okay, so we were at... somewhere, and I sat down on the couch, and there happened to be just like some laundry next to me that I didn't see, but not a lot. Not you thought like, oh, it's a big pile of laundry. Just like, you know, something was folded over there, and my hand happened to like knock whatever was on the top down, and it fell on my hand. I was like, what is that? Ah, it's a pair of panties. And then Jeff and Miranda were looking at me and laughing, and so then Noah grabbed it and like tried to put it on my head. And then I tried to put it away, and then I rubbed it on his head, and finally Stephanie saw what was going on, and she's like...
Well, also, after you rubbed it on my head, I pretend like there was a hair in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Oh, man, that reminds me, Tim, of when you and I lived in the shitty, shitty, shitty apartment in downtown San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing laundry one time, and put all of my clothes into... I swear I checked it. An empty washing machine. And yet, when I was taking all of my clothes out of the previously empty washing machine and putting them into the dryer, I found a thong.
Are you sure
not
it wasn't
my
yours?
My thong.
I remember you when you used to walk around in your thong, that pink one. That was very nice.
No, this was a white thong. And I folded it. I was like, I wonder if it's somebody trying to hit on me. And then I folded it open a little bit. I'm like, that is a lovely blood stain at the bottom of that thong. If somebody's trying to hit on me, they've got some crazy. So I just set it down in the corner of the laundry room. I'm like, someone will come back and find it.
Did you take a big sniff first?
No,
thank
you.
Take a little lick, a little sample?
Yeah, I wanted to chemically sample it and figure out if it was the same as any of the rest of the blood around our apartment that I had licked previously.
That's about 5 days old.
You should see the look on my wife's face right now as she's feeding my child 6 feet from me.
Well, she can't hear Noah. So.
No, she can't, but she did hear mine, and
that was
enough. Yeah, and she's reminding me of this little tiny, tiny, I think it was a Malibu rum shirt, somehow wound up in with all of my shirts, but there's no way that I would fit into it.
Oh, maybe it's other girl's shirt.
Yeah, it was a baby doll tee. She's like, what is this? I don't know, maybe it's Tim's. She's like, it's a baby doll tee. Maybe it's Tim's girlfriend's.
Yeah, it's entirely possible it was Tim's.
Tim does wear baby doll tees, to be fair.
Yeah. Or I would steal one, wear it around the office, and then go, well, like, now we can't give this to a listener, and I would end up taking it home.
You really wouldn't give it a listen after you put it on?
Well, they don't want Tim Babb's armpit sweat.
I didn't know you cared that much.
Obviously, I didn't.
I got Soul Calibur 4.
Excellent. How is it?
And?
I like it. I'm actually playing it right now as we're recording that cast.
So that's why Noah's so quiet on Tancasts.
That was the one Tancast I was quiet on.
All of them.
But yeah, it's graphics are nice. A lot of new characters. Although I haven't unlocked most of them. But they added new things like armor. So like, you know, you have three sections of armor. You have high, mid, and low armor, and you can break it, and you know, then you'll take more damage once the armor is broken there. Or you'll,
and what,
you know,
what happens when Ivy's high armor comes off?
Her boobs pop out in the dance round. I don't
awesome.
They got a couple Star Wars characters in my version, the Xbox 360 version. They got Yoda and, well, the apprentices in all of them. The apprentices from Force Unleashed.
Yeah, the reviews I've read of that game reinforce the George Lucas is the enemy of fun.
Yes, which we discussed on last Tancast.
Well, everything I've heard about the apprentice in Soul Calibur is that he like totally unbalances the game, further indicating that George Lucas may be the enemy of fun. But play around with him a little bit and see, you know, like his Force Lightning and shit.
But also, they released some updates, so I don't know if whatever update they released fixed that, because our friend, Jeff, was talking about, you know, he's really into video games, so he was just saying that there were some stuff that was unbalanced. And they fixed some of it, but there's still some stuff they haven't fixed. So I'm not really sure what they fixed yet.
All right.
No, that's it. But yeah, it's Seems like a fun game. I will enjoy playing it.
Well, that's just excellent.
And I just lost.
All right, well, you got to play around as Taki for me, and you got to make her just, like, jump left and right and confuse the computer.
She's got some mannish thighs. That's... Like, she's got muscles upon, upon muscles.
Because that's what I always used to love to do if I was playing Soul Calibur against somebody who didn't play very much. Just play as Taki and circle them, because she was so fast.
How fast is she?
She is faster than you in bed with your wife.
Oh. Nothing's that fast.
That's not nice.
Oh, come on, you heard him through the walls. It was, yeah, yeah!
And boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah, we were just watching that episode
and
of Family
boom
Guy.
Boom goes the dynamite?
Yeah, it's Family Guy.
Oh.
I turned to my wife after hearing that. I said, the next time you and I are being romantic, I'm going to end that way.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Is that like when he finished?
Yeah, it's what Cleveland would say when you finished humping Brian's girlfriend.
Yeah. And my wife's response was, and right after that will be, and swift kick in your balls.
Nice.
And boom goes the dynamite. Nice.
And he just says it so matter-of-factly. Oh, wait. Oh, that, and boom goes the dynamite.
That's silly.
Yes, it is. Whoa. Oh, almost lost a cat.
Oh, well, there's plenty more of those fucking things. Okay.
I don't mean, like, misplaced.
I would say you almost lost a cat.
You guys are hateful idiots. I say hateful because you hate on my kitties. I say idiots because it's manifest that you are. Totally unrelated to the kitties.
Mm. Speaking of hateful, it's time to tell a story that may lose us our listener in China.
Please continue.
I went down to the hotel's Continental breakfast this morning, and apparently in this hotel, Continental means that the entire continent of fucking Asia is in your way.
Damn, Ryan Cutters.
straight to hell for both of you. And me too for laughing.
Sometimes Tim is the Antichrist.
This is true. But like, so me and Danelle go in there, and there's just like, it's just literally... Not literally tons of them, because, well, maybe. Maybe there was over 1,000 pounds of them, but there was just, like, wall
2,000 pounds per ton, Tim.
It's 2,000 pounds per ton?
Yes.
I thought it was 1,000 pounds was a
nope,
ton.
Nope, every day, it's always been 2,000 pounds per ton.
I think you're wrong.
I like how he said every day. Like, maybe some days it wasn't.
I think Andy's wrong. I like that.
Google it, Tim.
Tim, what are my two... my two election promises?
I'll be fat and I'll be gay.
No, the first I'm fucking right. In here, and the second is I'm always fucking right.
Google says it's 1,000 pounds.
No, it doesn't, Tim.
It does. Look it up right now.
Yeah, Tim lies.
I can tell your lie voice.
No, you can't, obviously.
Sounds like a pigeon.
Well, sometimes I can.
So anyway.
Yeah, we can tell your lie voice. It's because your lips are flapping and sound is coming out.
Yeah. Anyway, Andy has a small penis. Moving on. We were... So there was...
That wasn't his lie voice.
No, actually, that time he was telling the truth.
So there's tons of them, but they all keep just like, they have no respect for the personal space issue. Like, they've never seen Time Cop and realized that two things can't occupy the same space at the same time. Like, I'm standing there waiting to make my waffle or whatever, and the person just, like, walks right in, just like, I'm like, all right, I'm still standing here. There's ways to walk around me. I don't know why you need to walk into my crotch.
Because that's how you like it?
No, I don't like it.
You know.
That's why I appreciate being huge. People who walk into me have a tendency to find themselves on their ass.
And it's just the poor lady who is, like, trying to go around and keep everything stocked. Like, she brings in some apples, and one lady just grabs, like, 17 apples. And that would be bad enough if it weren't for the fact that there were, you know, like, 17 of her friends right behind her. Like, oh, and we want some apples, too! And so she's like, she just ran out of the apples and had to go get more apples. I'm like, fuck! Are you stocking up because they don't have apples where you're from? And it's, like...
They know the value of a dollar, Tim.
There is no value to the dollar right now. That's the problem.
They're like, shit, I heard this place is going down. I need to get as many apples as I can.
Go to Canada and steal their shit. It's worth more. But, like, Americans get such a bad rap for being a horrible tourist overseas. Why did I ever hear anything about Chinese tourists? I you know what? I can't be certain they were Chinese due to my ignorant Americanness. I just assume that because of, like, I assume, like, in their culture, just because of the lack of personal space, perhaps that's why they don't take personal space into consideration. So that was my logic behind calling them Chinese.
Okay.
I don't like it, like, when I go to the grocery store and I'm entering my ATM information, and, like, the person behind you is, like, right up on you. It's like, hey, you want to back up a moment while I enter my PIN number? Fucking A. It's like, you're going to get your shit checked out, too? Like, people just will not, like, you know, like, give you some space when you're doing your transactions. They're just, like, all up on your ass, looking at you. It's like, all right, back up now.
Oh, I've turned around and called people on that. I'm like, you'll want to take two steps back right about now. They generally do, very quickly.
And I don't know if you're there, Noah, when I was talking about this, but I was watching this episode of The Cosby Show not too long ago, where Bill Cosby was just sort of talking to himself, and then he goes in the refrigerator, grabs some orange juice, pours himself a glass, and as he goes to go back in the refrigerator, just then Theo walks in the door, sees a glass of orange juice standing on the counter, grabs it, and starts walking away and drinking it. And then at that point, Bill Cosby closes the fridge, stands back up, and realizes there's no orange juice where he just put it, and he just slams his hand on the counter like, hey! It's such a funny look on his face. But no, he doesn't say hey. He says say. Like, he's gonna start talking to Theo. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And then the actual scene takes place about Theo not doing well in school. But like, so I'm at the breakfast this morning. I set down my plate. I say something to Danelle, and I turn around just in time to see somebody walk away with my plate. I was like, what the fuck?
Did you go stop him?
No.
Oh, I was.
Well, there was nothing on the plate yet. Oh. So I was like, okay, my plate, and Danelle, do you want to... I'm going to go get a plate.
Then, yeah, I probably wouldn't say anything about the plate. I'd be like, oh, what the fuck? But, like, yeah, I thought you had, like, piled up with your food, and they're just like, oh, look, food already for me.
I was like, I said to Danelle, I'm like, I don't want to sound racist, but I fucking hate Asian people.
Tim, you sound racist.
I know. That was, yeah. It was an intentional joke.
Yes.
It's like, you know, I don't want to sound like against animals, but I would like to throw every puppy into the sea.
No, you don't. You love doggies. You just hate cats.
No, that's not my view. That was an example. Jesus
Christ. I know. I get it.
You don't get it.
I do.
No wonder Stephanie didn't marry you for your sense of humor.
No wonder your mom thought you might be retarded.
Oh.
Oh, I win.
You win nothing.
No.
In the everyone's going to hell race, I win. I get there first. I get there first and I call the best seat. I get the seat at the front.
The front of your mom's balls.
The front of my mom's virtual internet balls. Well, just to prove that there are ugly tourists from all over, my family a decade and a half ago went to Walt Disney World. All the way across the country. Got there, discovered that Florida... For anyone who's never been to Florida, Florida is like a mouth. It's like living inside of somebody's mouth in the summer.
We have some Florida listeners. They could probably back you up or tell you you're full of shit.
No, it's like when you hit the summer, like right in the middle of Florida, it was like a daily race of which was going to hit 100 first, the temperature or the relative humidity. And they usually both hit it somewhere around 9 in the morning. It was like the sun came up, all right, and we cook.
I like to hit it around 9 in the morning. So, Jagu.
You're not hit around 9 in the morning today.
You don't know that.
Oh, my child is angry at you both. That's not laughter. He doesn't. He's not a person yet. He
How would
laugh.
You know,
he
Andy? Zing-a-dong-a-ding-dang-do.
Yeah. Tim wins. Yeah. So anyways... We're there. It's hot. It's moist. It's kind of, you know, it's fun, but you got to stay hydrated. We go get in line for, like, lemonades or something like that, and this dude just cuts. It's a long line, and, like, the poor people at the front are, like, trying to keep up with this line as quickly as they can, bless their hearts. And this dude just, like, cuts right in front of us. There's, like, four other people behind us in line, or, like, four other groups of people. And dude just, like, walks in from the side and, like, turns right in front of my dad to face the other direction. My dad taps him on the shoulder and says, excuse me, there's a line here. You need to go to the back of it. And, you know, my dad's not a huge guy. My brother and I are teenagers, so we're not as huge as we wound up being. This guy's a little bit taller than my dad, but, you know, definitely not somebody my dad should have been able to just directly intimidate. But the dude says something in Portuguese to my dad about, I'm sorry, I don't speak English. Well, Portuguese and Spanish are close enough to each other that my dad answers him in Spanish and tells him to get to the back of the fucking line. And apparently it translates really well between Portuguese and Spanish, because the guy turned really red, then said, "Oh, I'm sorry," in English, and went to the back of the line.
Kills the motherfuckers.
That's why you gotta make up some fake gibberish language that no one's gonna understand.
Oh, this dude was really surprised, though, when my white-ass dad knew what he was saying and cussed him out.
I thought this was recently. So you've actually been to Disney World before?
Yeah, when I was a
I
teenager,
did not know that.
When I was in high school.
Oh. How did you like it?
Yeah, my family took a a 5-6 week, something like that, trip across the country in the car. My brother was, like, way into eating hot dogs. Like, every time we stopped somewhere, he's like, "Oh, this AMPM's got hot dogs. I'm going to have hot dogs." I didn't realize what bad gas hot dogs give you until later, but oh, my God. There were times in Texas where it was a decision between roll down and smell the cattle outside or keep the windows up and smell my brother inside. And the thousands and thousands of cows shitting on themselves in a big pile often won. Like, "Oh, those windows have got to go down because this is just too foul in here."
It's getting foul in here.
I gotta say, to anybody whose family is, you know, doing pretty okay, you know, things are going along all right, maybe you've moved and things are a little, you know, up in the air with, like, you know, kids at the new school and all the rest of that, but you know, the family's kind of cruising along, there is nothing better than taking a 5 or 6 week drive across the country together to, you know, just really drive the family apart.
Was it pretty bad?
So, you know, Disneyland's supposed to be the happiest place on Earth? Well, apparently yeah. Epcot is the place where you scream at your father, tell him to fuck himself, and to see you at 5 o'clock.
I do believe that's how it's billed in the literature.
Yeah, that should be on the t-shirt.
Scream at your father and meet him at the fountain out front at 5. It was like, my brother was just kind of like, you know, he was always an instigator as a kid, so... He'd just kind of like, you know, pick until I blew up, and then I blew up big, and then I got in trouble for blowing up. And my brother was just kind of like picking, and I'm just, like, I had the camera or something like that. And I'm just like playing, like fidgeting with the camera. My dad comes over because I'd like just blown up at my brother, and my dad's like yelling at me for like not blowing up at my brother. And I'm just like turning the camera over and over in my hand. I'm like, "Well, just tell him to stop this shit. Tell him to knock this off." So my dad starts like yelling at me, and then like my hand like slips, and I guess I... like turned the camera on and took a picture of the inside, so I, you know, burned one of the 36 shots on this 35mm roll, and we had like dozens more rolls that we'd brought with us to document our trip.
Oh, hang
the country.
On. For those of you under 30 listening, back in the day we didn't have digital cameras. We actually had to use something called film.
Yeah,
and you couldn't just delete like... a picture when you didn't like it. You actually, that was it. Once you took a picture, it was ticking.
Yeah, and when you gave it to them, they developed it. They're like, "Here's your black."
And back to the story.
Yes. So, anyways, my dad sees like the flash go off inside there, and I went, "Damn it," and like turn the thing off, and he's like, just gets all sarcastic. He's like, "Oh, good one," and I, you know, give me the sarcastic clap, and I look up at him, I go, "You know what, go fuck yourself." And I walked away like we were going into some movie thing, and I like went and sat somewhere completely different than the rest of my family, sat there and fumed for the entire time, and then walked out of there, and like my mom apparently had been giving my dad the dagger eyes the entire time because I wasn't sitting next to them, and my brother's sitting there feeling guilty about the whole thing because he really had started it. And I walk back up to my whole family, and my mom's like, "Andy," and I just look at my dad, I go, "There's a whole huge park here. We don't need to see each other for the rest of the day. So I'm going to go where I want to go, and you three go wherever you want to go, and I've got to watch, and at 5 o'clock, I'll meet you at the fountain."
And did that pan out for you, or do they tell you to go fuck yourself?
No, I didn't give him a chance. I just walked away.
Wow.
Well, at that point, I was taller than either of my parents, so...
So if you had to throw down, you could take him?
Yeah. at that point, the physical threats were kind of a moot point. My dad was a wrestler in high school, and I don't know how he managed it, but he kept those moves, because, like, you still didn't want to, like, get within arm's reach of my dad. Not that he was, like, violent, abusive, or anything like that, but it's like... Like, if you made a grab at my dad would get you in, like, an arm lock. You know, it's like, if you tried to start shit with my dad would be the one to finish it. Didn't matter if you were taller than him or bigger than him. He'd, like, have you on the ground, you know, like, munching dirt with your arms back behind you in an unnatural position.
Just how I like it.
Yeah, that's... I heard Noah's boner go up there, but... But, yeah, then I met them at the end of the day, and it was all strange and awkward, and... You know, I had managed to calm down and enjoyed the rest of my day and went and saw everything I wanted to at Epcot, and... then found out from my brother later that they spent the entire day with my mom basically, like, glowering at my dad, trying to have fun with three members of the family. And yeah, so there's something about being cooped up together in a car for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks.
I would imagine. Probably wasn't an RV either.
No, it was a Mazda. It was a Mazda 626 with two teenage sons in the back, packed full of luggage, luggage between us.
Speaking of Andy's brother got married a few years back, and Andy gave the best man toast. And one of the bigger regrets that I was not able to be there that day, but Andy gave the best man toast, and it was really funny. And so someone turned to it was our friend Bill turned to Noah and goes, "Did Tim write this?"
Not only once, he asked it like a couple times.
Yeah, and then he came up to me afterwards. He's like, "Dude, that was really funny. Did Tim write that for you?"
So I wanted to write, when I did my best man toast for Noah, I wanted to write a really long, boring, rambling, not particularly funny toast, and then have Jeff turn to Stephanie, "Did Andy write this?"
Fuck you for even thinking of it.
I got the not particularly funny part right, but apparently it didn't beg that question.
I'm telling you, the older people, they loved you, Tim. Thought you were a comedic genius.
Tim was like Jeffrey Ross.
What, the old people love Jeffrey Ross?
Well, I mean, look at the dude's comedy act. Mostly it's old jokes.
But is he kind of edgy or no?
He can be edgy, but he seems to back it down from there. At least the times I've seen shit that he's done.
Okay. I remember he was on CSI.
That's right. He died on CSI.
He did. Now, where the fuck is he now? He kind of, for me, I had never heard of him, really. He kind of just popped up one year, and I was like, "Oh, who's this guy I've never seen before?" And then he just kind of faded away.
I just see him at the roasts all the time.
Yeah, he's all about the roasts. Again, kind of, you know, throwback to golden age of Hollywood and Vegas.
And my penis.
And your penis. Golden age of Tim's penis.
I heard Bob Saget's roast was pretty funny, although I did not see it.
It was all right. I still have it on the DVR.
Okay. Yeah, it was okay. Jeff thought it was funny.
What's his name? Norm MacDonald? I couldn't figure out if he was doing, like, commentary. Like, if he thought the roast was awful, like an awful idea.
I think he was trying to be, like, so unfunny that it was funny.
But it didn't work?
Not for me.
No, it was, like, so unfunny that it was uncomfortable, but it was...
And less Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out if it was, like, that he was, like, specifically trying to drag the thing down because he thought it was... retarded, like, you know, being mean to somebody, if he just thought it was like, or maybe over commercial because Comedy Central was going to make money and pimp the shit out of it, and, you know, Comedy Central was just like, "Oh, we should roast somebody. These things always make us a lot of advertising dollar. Bob Saget will probably show up. Let's roast Bob Saget. Yay, Bob Saget."
Bob Saget will probably show up. Nice.
Yeah.
Now, how was Bob Saget's retort? Was it good?
It was pretty good.
Because, you know, he's generally pretty funny and, you know, kind of... Well, very edgy when he wants to be.
I would have to say, though, I think Cloris Leachman was the funniest one.
Yes, I would have to agree.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
Old lady used to be on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, okay.
Was, I believe, on this season's Dancing with with People You May Have Heard Of.
Yes, she was on this season's Dancing with People You May Have Heard Of.
What was so funny about hers?
Just, she was old and didn't give a shit.
You ever heard Betty White?
Like, her very first thing was, "I'm not here to roast Bob Saget, I'm here to fuck John Stamos."
Yes. That was awesome.
"John, you need to stop talking. Your mouth is canceling out all the hard work your ass is doing."
That's good.
Oh, and I forget who said it, but someone's like, someone said to John Stamos, like, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that they kicked you out of ER and they're replacing your character with Jerry O'Connell."
Oh, that one was great.
Is that like a joke for something else?
He
was married to Rebecca Romijn.
Oh, right.
And now Jerry O'Connell is dating her or fucking her, probably.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah, there was a couple Rebecca Romijn jokes on it. I was like, "Ooh, that hurts."
Yeah.
And the girl who played Stephanie on Full House was there. Damn.
Damn good or damn bad?
She's all grown up, and she's all grown up, and she's all grown up.
Stephanie, which child was she?
She was not the Olsen twin and not the oldest one, who was Kirk Cameron's sister in real life.
Yes.
So she is...
Oh, yeah. She has a baby now. She's a meth addict.
What? No.
No.
I don't think she was a meth addict.
The middle child?
She didn't appear to be methy.
No, she's fine now.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
the middle child, right?
The middle child.
Yeah. There's an article in People about her that she was like, she was a meth addict for a long time. Now she's got her shit together.
Well...
I'm glad you just sneezed, coughed right in the middle of that statement.
That's how I roll.
No hope for Tim to edit that shit out. It's just going to be, here you go, everybody, wet in your ear.
Yeah. I could just lower the volume on the cough.
Oh, that's good.
That's right. I got these skills. You don't worry about Bab.
I worry.
Don't worry, baby. Mm-hmm. still waiting for a call from Giada. Oh, that's right. I heard she's supposedly in town this weekend, or maybe this weekend, or at some point she's here in the Bay Area.
Yep. Look that up. Doing a book signing. Wish she'd have gone down there, interviewed her.
Giada, time.
Giada, what do you think about Tancast?
Have you heard that you've been voted one of the most hot cooking ladies by Tancast?
Do all of us find her hot? Yeah, Jeff is the one that does not find her hot, right? Or finds her, hates her or something.
Yes, Jeff hates
her.
Well,
he finds her annoying, but not as annoying as Rachel Ray.
Yes.
And we all love her.
I was like, really, that's supposed to mitigate it there, Jeff?
That's offsetting, Jeff. Oh, Noah is correct. Jody Sweetin was a meth addict.
Oh.
I know my people.
So, where did you find out about the book signing?
Miranda. Miranda told me. You know, mech suit.
Right.
There are three mech suits at my reception. They did not fight.
Oh, that actually would have been awesome. Especially if they all started, like, yelling at each other in poorly dubbed Japanese. And, you know, it took, like, 30 minutes, and then one of them throws a fireball, and then it's time for the next episode.
I think if all the mech suits had to fight, I think my wife's brother's wife, she would win. She seems tough.
Yeah?
Huh?
I said, yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah? Tell me more.
She's... Stephanie's saying she's Portuguese. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
I thought
you were talking to... Dude!
I was like, how are you misinterpreting the
Never
word?
Mind.
Yeah.
See, this Would is you say, why yeah. you shouldn't listen to one-third of the conversation.
That's why you got to enjoy all the greatness that is Tancast.
That's why you need to listen to all three conversations, then it makes sense. then it will echo. She said to put on a speaker. I was like, then it will echo.
You guys get really close and share your earbuds. Yes. It'd be very romantic.
I could do a Y split. Or
you
she
have a
could
Y
actually.
Split?
No, Noah's saying that he's.
Well, no,
very...
actually, I have multiple microphones.
He's saying that he's agile. It's an advanced. It's not just the splits. Noah can do a Y split.
Yes, it's quite a sight to see.
Yes, it's where he puts two of his legs one direction and lays his third leg out the other direction. With 120 degrees in between them all.
All right, well, the only thing I can find online is that she was here on April 21st. And I would say we've decidedly missed that.
Okay. Well, I didn't do a lot of research when she told me.
Miranda. Why'd you get my hopes up for nothing?
I didn't really think I'd be going down there.
Mech suit Miranda. That's what I'm going to call her from now on.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Hang on. There's something. She'll be there at 12 p.m. August. No, what month are we in? October 19th. Jesus Christ.
She's going to be there with Jesus?
Maybe. Did she say this weekend? Or did she just say she's going to come to town? I don't know.
She said she was going to come to town. You said you weren't sure if it was this weekend the first time you told me.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, October 19th, that's a ways away. Oh, I'll be in time. Vegas. I'll be in Vegas. I can't do it. You have to do it for me.
What are you going to Vegas for? Oh, right. The triathlon or running or marathon or...
Yeah,
right?
Danelle's in Pumpkin Man.
It's called Pumpkin Man?
Yep. I guess because it's near Halloween.
It just sounds like a bad horror guy. Pumpkin Man.
Come beware to get the Pumpkin Man.
Wow, your wife's going to hate listening to this episode. Sorry, that was for Andy. Well, all our wives are going to hate listening to this episode. It's just some will.
Oh, that's hard to do.
Well, I think we've reached the point where we should wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Of no return.
I do want to thank everybody who nominated us at thepodcastawards.com. We will find out the same day that Giada De Laurentiis is in Santana Row whether or not we got nominated for anything. But regardless, thank you for sticking your neck out for us. I appreciate it. I'm sure the other guys do too.
We do. You know, we're sad, sad little men, and we need all the validation we can get. So thank you.
So very true. Also, thank you. I hadn't mentioned this. We'd gotten some more reviews on iTunes. This is a while back. But thank you for the reviews on iTunes. If you're, if you feel so inclined and would like to join the chorus of people who said, it's all right, go ahead and head over to iTunes.
Yes, we appreciate any validation of our validity.
And always feel free to come to Tancast.com and comment and share your thoughts with the growing Tancast community. And also, thanks to all the Netcotters who've been commenting about how, hey, yeah, I came over from Netcot, and this piece of shit podcast is still all right with me.
You all blow my mind every day. Every goddamn day. I'm not kidding. Like, I log in from work just to, you know, check and make sure that people's comments aren't getting marked as spam and, you know, clean out the spam queue and all the rest. And, you know, I just do it whenever I hit some lull during the morning or early afternoon. And I'm constantly coming across some comment of, yeah, I came over from Netcot. And I just sit there and stare at it for a moment, like trying to wrap my little brain around it. Like, really? Really? There's more like Tim? It's like, ah, Disney and dead babies.
You know what? Oh, speaking of what, I'm sorry. I know we're going to wrap up, but remember how I'd said a couple weeks back that there was a guy who left a comment about how my shit isn't funny on my YouTube page?
Yes, your number one fan?
Yeah, a new guy has started writing. He's like, yeah, I heard Tancast and it's funny, but you need to make these Disney things more vulgar because they're not funny. I don't see why anyone finds them funny. Listen, fuckstick, don't listen to the Disney things you don't find them funny. There's a reason they're not vulgar.
And that's him. I think you should make them more vulgar.
That's stupid.
That was me.
You just called somebody who admits to listening to Tancast fuckstick.
That's right. Well, apparently he likes vulgar. There you go, fuckstick, dick-sucking motherfucker.
Cock-tweeze.
Way to alienate our listeners, Tim. Thanks.
Whatever, he started it. He's a poopy pants.
You're
going
to blank that
last
one
out, right?
It's just
funny, I think these Disney videos should be more vulgar. Yeah, let me get right on that.
Tim starts up the next one. Welcome to Kingdom Comedy. Comedy about the kingdom, the magic kingdom. So, who else wants to fuck Daisy? I may just bend her over and pull the feathers out of the way. Just stick it in there. Ah, quack.
You'd be like, I got an egg for you.
One last thing. Apparently, recently as today, someone from the U.S. Department of State is listening to Tancast.
Oh, bless your heart, whoever you are.
Yeah, don't get caught, bro.
No.
I'm pretty sure this is not allowed to be played in the Department of State.
Dude, what if it's a female, Tim?
With all the rest of the fucked up stuff that's going on in the government, whoever's listening to this, if we're helping to keep you sane or make you insane in the right direction, you know, applause. But, yeah, don't get caught.
Yeah, whoever's office you worked in, they're not going to get re-election when they find this on your cash. You might want to load this from home from now on.
Maybe it's Obama.
Yeah, I'm sure Obama loves this podcast. This is vulgarity you can believe in.
This is vulgarity you have to believe in, because it's just right in your face swinging its nuts. It's virtual nuts.
Don't sit on them.
Look how we bring it back full circle.
Mm,
and that's Tancast, my little tanlings.
We don't have a good name for our listeners. I can't say our fans, but you know, like the Insane Clown Posse's got Juggalos and... You know what? We should leave it up to the Tancast community to name themselves. They'll probably name themselves former Tancast listeners.
I was like, we name ourselves people who have much better things to do than come up with a name for people who listen to your shitty podcast. It's a wordy moniker, but...
but we could abbreviate somehow.
Accurate. So, that was Tancast. Past tense.
Peace out.
Peace to your mothers, also to your fathers. Some of your sisters.
Sisters. And all of your babies.
Tancast. And boom goes the dynamite.